You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Ben Trefney, in for Hannah Baba. Veritas et utilitas. Truth and service. Those words could represent what we want from our justice system. They're also the motto for Howard, the historically black university located in Washington, D.C. Today is orientation day for new students, and many have traveled nearly 3,000 miles to be there. Those are kids coming from the San Francisco Bay Area. Last weekend, the Howard University Alumni Club of the Bay Area hosted a new student send-off to give families tips on what to expect from the new experience. KALW's Chris Hambrick is an alum, and she went to the event to hear how students and their parents expect to handle the distance and the new journey.
New student Erin Monroe is here with her dad, Derek.
This is not my first child that went off to school, but my daughter Erin, my baby girl, is going across the country. First time for me.
What are you doing specifically to prepare for her absence?
Wow, trying to make sure I get busy. She's a spark plug of the family, so her not being there is going to be a little weird, so trying to stay busy.
Erin says that being away from her parents will take some getting used to, but they've already established a routine for staying connected.
Me and my dad text just about every day, like, you know, about my whereabouts and stuff, but so I do plan to FaceTime them every Sunday. That's my plan.
What are you most looking forward to at Howard?
The culture. Like, where I live now, it's predominantly white, and the school I went to, my high school, wasn't white, but it just, there weren't as many people that looked like me, so I think I'm excited to experience that different culture.
Gwendolyn Bridges had a hard time adjusting when her daughter Jasmine Hammonds first went away to Howard.
Do you remember what that first week was like?
It was okay. It was okay leaving the airport. I wasn't one of those teary moms or anything like that, my baby is gone, because she's been away from me before as well, so it wasn't that bad. But I remember as time went on, I had just gotten this home, and it was kind of big, and I was in it all by myself. I just started to feel like lonely, maybe even depressed, I don't know, but it just started to kick in slowly, you know, that I realized how much I was missing her. But at the same time, this other voice was saying how proud I was of her. And so with that being said, I had to always remember, I have to keep a balance, you know, even though I'm missing her, I'm proud that she is taking on this journey.
That was in 2006. Today, Jasmine is a graduate of Howard University and the president of the Howard University Alumni Club of the San Francisco Bay Area. She remembers her anticipation as a freshman.
I was excited. I was excited to be far and to be kind of like trying to figure it out on my own. So that was like thrilling to me.
And as far as staying in touch with mom?
So I talked to her like every day, because I would like tell her little stories of things that were happening around school, because that's just what I was accustomed to. So one random night, later in like that fall semester, I didn't call because I didn't have anything to talk about. I was like, well, I don't have to call her today because I just don't have anything to talk about. Like, it wasn't fresh on my mind. And then I get a call from her and I'm like, is something wrong? She was like, well, no, I'm just sitting here. I run my bath water. I'm trying to get in the bath, but you still haven't called yet. And I didn't realize that that was the connection for her, that she enjoyed me calling every day because that still kept her connected. But that's kind of how we were able to start separating.
That's what this day is about, creating a binding unit to fall back on for support. The alumni group meetup helps build a network of parents facing the same transition. New students walk away with a ready network of schoolmates from California while on campus, and the knowledge that a team of alumni and family members are pulling for them at home. In Oakland, I'm Chris Hambrick for Cross Currents.